globalization, to a large extent, is actually removing responsibility from people within their own locality to take care of themselves.
We know that people do not know who rules or why and how he rules. And yet they know that there is a power that certainly rules.
When we travel 1,000 miles in an hour and a half, we have traveled through whole areas of existence which we have not necessarily gained. We will pop into a Hindu village, but we won't know a damn thing about that Hindu village.
If you push that all the way, you see, what it means is that we will increasingly tend to inhabit all of these areas in depth simultaneously.
Južna hemisfera. Svako drugo sredo poročamo o južni polovni. Točno o poldan.
Certainly, be in no doubt, the product that people smugglers are selling is no longer available. If they are selling permanent residents in Australia, that's gone.
Australia will now not accept anyone who arrives by boat, even if they happen to be found to be genuine refugees. We will not now accept anybody in this country who arrives by boat. But the key part of all this was that somehow we are at war with vulnerable people who are fleeing actual war zones. And the whole underpinning argument is that this is a national emergency. It's not a national emergency, it's a humanitarian emergency.
Drage poslušalke, cenjeni poslušalci, prisluhnili ste začetku kultivatorja, ki se je odvijal nekje v sredi poletja. Na začetku je spregovoril Tony Burke, takratni minister za imigracijo, takrat še v vladi laboristov, torej tistih kvazi bolj levo in socialno usmerjenih, in pa ob koncu še izjava senatorke zelenih, Sarah Hanson-Young. Seveda v politiki do beguncev v Avstraliji. Vsa ta, ti dve izjavi so bile še opremljeni seveda za avstralsko himno, če ne razumete angliško. For those who've come across the seas with boundless plains to share, with courage let us all combine in tako naprej. Skratka, ne, za vse tiste, ki pridete prek morja do te Avstralije, imamo neskončne širine zadeliti z vami. Ne. Seveda temu ni več tako. V poletju je še laborist Kevin Rudd, takratni premier Avstralije, za časa že kampanje za parlamentarne volitve. Ne zgolj napovedoval, kako bo zaostril politiko beguncev, ampak jo še za časa kampanje tudi uresničil skozi novo zakonodajo. Skratka, ta priča o temu, da kdorkoli si bo kadarkoli poskusil približati Avstralije prek morja in ne bo avstralski državljan, ne, in ne bo prihajal legalno s kakšno križarko, ne, ampak s kakšno barkačo iz indonezijskega otoča in kaj podobnega, ne, ta ne bo nikdar in nikoli niti postal na avstralski zemlji, niti dobil pravice, da bi kdajkoli tam živel. Ne. Vse te ljudi, skratka, ki si želijo doseči Avstralijo prek morja na nelegalen način, odpeljajo na otok Manus. Ne. Otok Manus se nahaja v državi Papui Novi Gvineji. Če se tam slučajno ugotovi, ne, in v mnogih in še največ slučajih se ugotovi, da so to begunci ki ustrezajo mednarodnim konvencijam in vsem tistim naborom težav, ki jih morajo imeti, da se lahko opredelijo za begunce, prosilce za azil. Ne, teh je največ, ne, nekaj manj je tistih, ki si želijo Avstralijo doseči zaradi revščine, v kateri živijo, ne? Ampak s trebuhom za kruhom ni dovoljšni razlog, da bi vas obravnavali kot azilanta, ne? Morate bolj trpeti, ne? In to je pač se temu reče ekonomska migracija, ne? Ki ni dovoljšen skratka razlog. Ne? In na tega so se seveda še najbolj zalagali, ko so razlagali ljudem, ki so v veliki meri bili kar zadovoljni s to rešitvejo, PNG rešitev, so jo poimenovali mediji, ne? Spominja seveda na kako drugo rešitev, ki se je že tudi odvijala v zgodovini belega človeka, napram ljudem, ki so imeli malo drugačne nosove in podobne zadeve, kakorkoli že, skratka. Že takrat je bilo rečeno, da otok Manus ni ustrezno opremljen, saj ta center za pridržanje tujcev ne, da ni ne dovolj ljudi tam, ne dovolj strokovno podkrepljenih na različnih področjih, ne, da se lahko obravnavajo sploh te prosilce za azil, ki seveda prihajajo iz območij, kjer so trpeli mnogo in potrebujejo poleg neke normalne obravnave še kakšno obravnavo v smislu pomoči, naj se bo na polju psihiatrije in podobnih zadev. Ne? Seveda naj bi se ta otok lanskega leta, torej poleti, se obljubljalo, da se bo ta center za pridržanje, seveda je to navadno taborišče, povečalo, da bodo prišli tja strokovnjaki, da bo dovolj osebja tam, da ne bo zgolj 300 ljudi nameščenih tam, ampak celih 3000. No, kaj smo zvedeli ob neljubem dogodku pred dobrim tednom, ne, verjetno se še spomnite, 17. februarja je v tem centru za pridržanje prišlo do nasilja, 77 azilantov, beguncev je bilo upletenih v neko nasilje, prišlo je do mnogo poškodb na strani beguncev, eden je bil tudi umorjen, mlad Iranec, so pa neki turisti, ne, ki so prebivali glih tam v enem hotelu, ne, in uživali lepote te Papue Nove Gvineje, tudi vedeli povedati, ne, da je, ko so oni tam v hotelskem bifeju pil še zadnji viski, nekje ob drugi uri zjutraj videli, kako so vojska, ne policija, seveda živimo v 21. stoletju, tudi ta center za pridržanje upravlja seveda outsourcena firma, ne, G4S, tudi v Slovenijo imamo pač najbolj priznana na svojemu področju, torej outsourcenje in varovanje objektov širom sveta. Ne. Kako so jih pripeljali, ne, nosili tele poškodovane begunce kar na rjuhah, ne, na improviziranih nosilih. Ne. Torej, kar ne ve se mnogo, ne, novinarjem še ni uspelo priti v sam center za pridržanje. Kar pa povedo tisti varnostniki, ki se jim vseeno utrga ob temu, kar morajo početi, pa je seveda vse kaj drugega kot lepega. Danes je tudi časopis Guardian prišel do informacij tudi s strani nekega varnostnika, ki mu je delček poročila o temu, kaj se je godilo 17. februarja posredoval. Iz tega delčka se ne ve kaj veliko, razen tega, da so se na 17. februar skregali, skratka, predstavniki varnostne službe G4S in pa policijsko osebje Papve Nove Gvineje. Ne? Zapisano je, da naj bi policisti Papve Nove Gvineje govorili varnostnikom G4S, da je to seveda ozemlje Papve Nove Gvineje in da jim že Avstralci in Novozelandčani ne bodo nič govorili, kaj oni smejo in kaj ne smejo početi na svojem ozemlju. Skratka, nekaj ur kasneje naj bi dejansko policija Papve Nove Gvineje vstopila v ta center za pridržanje z 4 psmi in kaj kmalu zatem je prišlo pač do nasilja, v katerega je bilo vključenih 77 beguncev, en je umrl. Ne? Več o stanju v Manusu, kaj predstavlja sploh ta otok Manus Avstraliji, še bolj pomembno pa vsem tistim, ki si Avstralijo želijo doseči, v pogovoru med Markom Kraševcem in neodvisnim novinarjem iz Avstralije Markom Davisom. Prisluhnimo.
It's almost impossible to tell what's happening there. This institution, this camp has become the most secretive place in Australia. Unbelievable levels of secrecy surrounding it. There are no journalists there. There hasn't been a single journalist in that facility since it opened 18 months ago. Lawyers can't get in. Very difficult for human rights people to get in. This is, you know, for some reason has become Australia's darkest secret. You would think it's some sort of, you know, gulag. So the only information you can get out is from highly principled staff members who are prepared to risk their jobs to leak out information. So all that we heard on the riot, on the killing, on the multiple beatings came from, you know, the integrity of some staff members, guards, who can no longer countenance what they're seeing and what they're participating in and have decided to tell the journalists. So in terms of, you know, a clear picture of what's happening today, I can't give you one. I can give you a picture of what's been happening. And that is, I'll give you an idea of this camp. It's in the jungle on an incredibly remote island. It's not a permanent facility. It was meant to be a temporary one. Housing, you know, like 6 months ago, it housed 300 people in tents. It's a very small patch of jungle they have. It's now housing about 1,200 people. They just made this our principal camp. It's totally unsuited to the purpose. It's in a malarial, swampy area, unbearably hot. It is in the middle of nowhere. And the people that have been condemned to stay there are utterly ignored. No one speaks to them. They have no idea how long they're there for. The guards taunt them that they're going to be there for 10 years. And indeed, if you look at the law at the moment, they indeed could be there for 10 years. So the tensions there are enormous, and they finally exploded a few days ago.
The conditions there are indeed reminiscent to those of Siberian gulags, especially.
Of course, yes.
But what are the authorities trying to hide? What's the big secret?
Do you know what? That's a really good question, and that's a question I asked last year. I did a report on it last year. It's a complete mystery to me what they're trying to hide, because they want, in some ways, they want this to be a terrible place. They want to use it as to scare people off from trying to come to Australia. So in some ways, you might think, well, why don't they let people in to see it and show how bad it is? I think essentially it's an embarrassment to the Australian government. You know, they want it to be tough. They want these people to be suffering there. They want those people to tell their families and tell their friends that they're suffering and how bad it is. But I think ultimately Australia is still ashamed of this, be running this type of camp. So they really don't want international eyes prying into what's going on there.
So this recent incidents in which Iranian asylum seeker was killed and I believe 77 of them also seriously injured could be understood as a directed incident from the authorities in order to scare away possible future asylum seekers.
No, I don't believe it was a directed incident, but I believe the authorities should be held responsible for it. You know, they've built a camp that is certainly not up to any standard of a facility, of a detention centre that would be in Australia, that would be properly staffed. This has, you know, it's poorly staffed. It is poorly staffed with mostly local PNC guards, and clearly where the tension has been building there. There's been a number of these incidents that have been barely reported over the last 6 months, including one shootout between the PNG police and the PNG army at the gates of the centre, and they had to evacuate the Australian staff. This has been something that's been waiting to explode. So the culpability, I absolutely don't believe they ordered this action, but I believe they are potentially culpable for it, and someone is responsible, undoubtedly, for what appears to be the murder of that Iranian man. This man was not, from what we can gather, and again, the information is extremely difficult to get, this man wasn't merely beaten as the others were, and they may say, well, that was a disciplinary action to gain control of the crowd. It appears that this man, or at least another one who was in hospital, had his throat slit. Now, there is no guard on earth slits the throat of a prisoner, no matter what the disciplinary action is unfolding. So, and yet, you know, we've restrained ourselves in the media from calling it murder or suggesting it's murder, but I find it difficult to see how else someone can have their throat slit by proper authorities.
Yes. This incident on this magnitude is perhaps new in Australia, but this sort of incidents are not new. It also happened in the Christmas Islands and in the island of Nauru. I think that the paradise down under that we hear of here should be aware of these things and maybe deal with asylum seekers more appropriate.
Well, look, it's a shocking thing to say, but it seems that they want that message out. They want that message to go out to potential refugees. And it is, I believe it's shameful. It is shameful. I mean, and it's, I'm going out on a limb for saying that, but I feel ashamed that we're running these style of camps. I don't care what a government's policy is on refusing refugees. Undoubtedly, Australia had a problem. We had a problem with these multiple ships trying to reach Australia. A lot of them weren't legitimate refugees. A lot of them were economic refugees. There was very large, illegal, criminal businesses that were emerging to ship those people out. And it did have to be stopped. But not for the sake of people's sanity. And that's what I fear. My experience of these places is these are factories to drive people insane. And there is no hope. There is no way out. You know, good behaviour, bad behaviour, it means nothing. You are going to stay there and you will, you know, suffer this kind of situation.
Drage poslušalke, cenjeni poslušalci, poslušali ste intervju Marka Kraševca z Markom Davisom, neodvisnim novinarjem Avstralije, o problematiki beguncev, kako so ti obravnavani s strani avstralskih oblasti, pridržani na otoku Manus v Papvi Novi Gvineji in podvrženi najnizkotnejšemu, kar je možno, strani sočloveka. Toliko za danes, naslišanje v južni hemisferi čez dva tedna. Srečno.
Ne uđe.
Globalization, to a large extent, is actually removing responsibility from people within their own locality to take care of themselves.
We know that people do not know who rules or why and how he rules. And yet they know that there is a power that certainly rules.
And we travel 1,000 miles in an hour and a half. We have traveled through whole areas of existence which we have not necessarily gained. We will pop into a Hindu village, but we won't know a damn thing about that Hindu village.
If you push that all the way, you see, what it means is that we will increasingly tend to inhabit all of these areas in depth simultaneously.
Južna hemisfera. Vsako drugo sredo poročamo o južni polobli. Točno opoldan.